This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Wisconsin tribes, along with state and federal officials, are hailing the completion of a more than $1 billion cleanup on contaminated sediments in the state's Lower Fox River. The cleanup's considered one of the largest and most expensive in the nation. Danielle Kading has more.
The 17-year-long effort included 39 miles of the Lower Fox River in Green Bay, where paper mills lined the waterfront. Companies made coated paper that contained man-made chemicals known as PCBs, releasing them into the river from the mid-1950s to 1971. The chemicals were later banned because they don't break down easily in the environment and cause harmful health effects for humans, fish, and wildlife. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Preston Cole says the cleanup removed 6.5 million cubic yards of contaminated sediments.
There's still a lot more work to do.
State, federal, and tribal partners have reached agreements with polluters to fund restoration of fish and wildlife habitat that was damaged. Oneida Nation Chairman Tahasi Hill says their ancestors once used the Lower Fox River for sustenance and travel.
Soon we'll be able to catch and eat clean, safe fish from the Lower Fox River and waters within the Oneida Reservation.
Gary Besaw with the Menominee Tribe says restoration efforts include planting wild rice and improving brook trout habitat on the tribe's reservation.
Let us hope the lessons learned regarding the health of our beautiful environment do not send us down this path ever again.
Two paper companies will continue long-term monitoring within the river. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
The Gila River Indian community and the Navajo Nation announced Wednesday they joined U.S. Census litigation. The lawsuit seeks to require the Census Bureau to continue operations through October 31st. The deadline was shortened to September 30th by the Trump administration. The tribes say the deadline is rushed and threatens an undercount of their communities. COVID-19 has disrupted census activities, including in-person visits. Both tribes continue to have COVID-19 orders in place. The tribes say they rely on census data for the allocation of critical funding for programs and services such as education, housing, and health care. The lawsuit is in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. Other plaintiffs include city and county governments and nonprofits. Meanwhile, the tribes are working to keep census momentum going. The Navajo Nation has proclaimed September as Census Month on the reservation, urging residents to complete their forms. The Yurok tribe in California began offering COVID-19 testing Wednesday at its Redwood Hotel Casino parking lot. Tests will be offered every Wednesday through the month of September. The tribe's collaborating with a county to provide the service, which is available to tribal and non-tribal residents for those not experiencing symptoms. People showing signs of COVID-19 are being asked to seek a test through their primary health care provider. The tribal council is encouraging all residents to take part in the drive-up testing in an effort to protect the community, especially as neighboring areas are seeing increases in COVID-19 infections. As of Wednesday, there have been no confirmed COVID-19 cases on the reservation. The tribe declared a state of emergency in March and has a number of COVID-19 measures in place. The reservation is currently closed to the public. The Federal Communication Commission Spectrum Priority filing window for tribes closed Wednesday. More than 400 applications were received for licenses for mid-band spectrum to cover rural areas. The FCC will begin reviewing applications. Any remaining unsigned licenses will be up for auction, which is expected to begin early next year. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.